This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A UN report warns of a record rise in sea levels as world leaders gather for a climate conference in Egypt. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Envoys gather in the Egyptian seaside resort of Sharm el-Sheikh for a UN convention on climate change. As the UN's weather agency's annual report shows shocking new data, the sea level rise in the past 10 years is double what it was in the 1990s, rising by 0.2 inches per year.
How many more wake-up calls do world leaders actually need?
Outgoing conference president Alok Sharma said countries had made considerable progress, but more has to be done.
The worst flooding in Nigeria in a decade. This year, the worst drought in 500 years in Europe. In 1,000 years in the U.S.
But the absence of two of the world's biggest polluters means many are doubtful the talks could result in any major deals to cut emissions long term. I'm Naomi Shannon.
The United States is privately encouraging Ukraine to signal an openness to negotiate with Russia. The Washington Post reported, as the U.S. State Department said Moscow was escalating the war and did not seriously wish to engage in peace talks. The newspaper cited unnamed sources saying the request by American officials was not aimed at pushing Ukraine to the negotiating table, but a calculated attempt to ensure Kyiv maintains the support of other nations. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that means he cannot rule out residents having no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can to restore services. This is VOA News. U.S. political candidates appeal to supporters on the final weekend of the 2022 campaign. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
As Election Day nears, more than 25% of incumbent state lawmakers will be out of office come next year. Retirements are higher in this first election since districts were redrawn based on the 2020 census. Other incumbents have been defeated in primaries, many of them Republicans, who face challengers aligned with Donald Trump. Currently, Republicans hold majorities in both legislative chambers in 30 states, compared with 17 for Democrats. Minnesota and Virginia have split chambers, and Nebraska's legislature is officially nonpartisan. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Paul Biya of Cameroon is marking 40 years in power, but staying out of the spotlight as questions swirl around the 89-year-old leader. Biya has not appeared in public since French President Emmanuel Macron visited the Central African nation in July. Thousands attended a celebration in Yaoundé on Sunday, but Biya was not in attendance. Some think the president's son is positioning himself as a possible successor. Former Pakistani minister Imran Khan says a protest march toward the capital, Islamabad, will resume Tuesday. It was suspended after he was wounded by a gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life. Sitting in a wheelchair, his right leg bandaged and elevated, Khan spoke from the hospital where he was admitted Thursday after he received bullet wounds in his right leg. He was later released Sunday. Khan's march on the capital was suspended after a gunman opened fire, wounding him and killing one of his supporters. Israel's outgoing prime minister has issued a plea for national unity days after he was defeated in national elections by the former premier, Benjamin Netanyahu. In a memorial ceremony for the assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, outgoing Prime Minister Yair Lapid warned of the deep divisions plaguing the country after the fifth election since 2019. He appeared to take aim at religious Zionism, an extremist party whose leaders have made repeated anti-Arab, anti-LGBTQ comments. Religious Zionism emerged as the third largest party in parliament and is expected to play a key role in Netanyahu's government. Two teenagers were killed when a car competing in a Belgian race veered off the road in slippery conditions Sunday, authorities said. A 16-year-old girl and 18-year-old boy died after being hit by the vehicle taking part in the race near the town of Wanze, southeast of Brussels. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.